Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Live.
You down with Rappaport? Yes, I am. You down with Rappaport? Yes, I am. You down with Rappaport? Yes, I am. You down with Rappaport? Yes, I am.
You better tune in, iamrappaport.com. Cause every single podcast, you know he drops bombs. I seen him on set, a seasoned vet with true talent. Catch him on his way to CrossFit, rocking the new balance. He asked me to do the track cause he know I rhyme elite. But I'm just waiting for the Robert De Niro line of the week. Breakfast of Champions, toasted bagel, cream cheese, and lox. This is I Am Rappaport, the show never stops. You might catch him out in public, stretching his knees. But if you don't listen to the show, yo, wig up, please.
Wig up, please.
This is the I Am Rappaport Podcast.
Yes, Brandon Bing and I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming live and direct from Columbus, Ohio, I think I'm in Columbus, Ohio. Anyway, Brandon Bing and I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming up now. On today's podcast, the fake Iron Man, the biggest bullshitter on social media, Elon Musk, is in deep water for allegedly unfolding the loaf on a trip to space during a massage. Why are you allegedly unfolding the loaf when you're on your way to space getting a massage, you freak, you plus replacement theory? What is replacement theory? Who buys into this bullshit? And the NBA is and always will be fantastic. Hard-hitting, fully disruptive, very, very diverse I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming up right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Start this puppy off with something real nice. Start this puppy off with something real proper. But most importantly, start this I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast off with something real loud and real funky. I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Alligity, let's fucking go. Yes! Higgity, Have no fear. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming live and direct from Columbus, Ohio, or Easton, Ohio. I am in Easton, Ohio, aka Columbus, Ohio. I don't know where the fuck I am, to be totally honest. I'm somewhere in Ohio. Hope everybody's feeling good. Hope everybody's feeling safe. Hope everybody's feeling sane. This is Michael Rappaport, aka the Gringo Mandingo, aka the Sultan of Sniff, aka the Inflamed Ashkenazi, aka the Disruptive Warrior, aka Mr. New York, aka the Raging Bullshitter. Always raging with oh so much bullshit. Anyway, I hope everybody's feeling good. Hope everybody's feeling safe. Hope everybody is feeling sane. Like I said, I am in Ohio, Columbus, Ohio. Let's just say Columbus, Ohio. I'm here for the weekend doing shows. Flew out this morning. Uneventful flight. But I will say that noise-canceling headphones on the plane change everything. Did not hear anything. Wasn't paying attention to anything. So listen to that Frankie Beverly and Maze. Listen to a little piano chill music. Listen to some of that good soul. I couldn't hear a thing. And I'm glad I didn't even realize when we were about to land. I was like, just don't, I don't want to hear anything. Nothing. So if you're flying and you got those noise-canceling headphones, do not forget to bring them. Sometimes I forget to bring them. I'm never not flying without those noise-canceling puppies anymore. Anyway, I hope everybody's feeling good. I'm feeling pretty good. Had a busy week. I did 3 Wendy Williams shows in 2 days, 3 shows in 2 days. The last show was pre-taped, but it was so much. I fucking love doing that show. It is so fucking fun to do live TV. Talked about it before. It's just bugged out. It's just a bugged out feeling, a bugged out sensation when you're doing it live, you know, and it's happening, you know, in real time. Had fantastic Real Housewives on there. Had Kenya Moore from Atlanta. Some of you guys might be like, we have no idea who that is. Some of you might be like, oh, shit. Had Erica Jane from the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And then the Michael Jordan of all housewives, the great Bethany Frankel, who's been on the podcast. So has Erica Jane been on the podcast. And Bethany's not just a housewife. I mean, Bethany's fucking major league businesswoman who's created brands that are worth hundreds of millions of dollars, like straight the fuck up. So she's a trip and she's cool. And like I said, it was just a lot of fun doing it and enjoying these NBA playoffs. They're fun. I mean, listen, not every game is going to be a heartbreaker. Not every game is going to be a nail biter. Some people were complaining about the games, and some people were saying, "Oh, this is what happens. It'll even out, and they'll start figuring each other out, or they won't." As of the recording of this I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, the Boston Celtics are tied up with the Miami Heat. The Golden State Warriors are about to duke it out again with Luka and them. And I'm feeling right now like the Golden State Warriors are going to play the Boston Celtics in the finals. I don't know how the fuck they're going to beat the Boston Celtics. Boston Celtics are deep, no Bruno. The Boston Celtics are long, no Bruno. They're hungry. Not that Golden State ain't hungry, but them motherfucking Celtics, man. It's the NBA playoffs. They're duking it out. All the games and the NHL is going on. You got Major League Baseball. I see Tiger Woods is playing golf again. I don't know how he's doing. He ain't winning. I don't know if he'll ever be able to win again. He'll have one farewell big win. I think Tiger Woods will do it again. He'll go to Germany, get his blood spun for one more big win. I don't know if it'd be like, you know, a Masters or a U.S. I don't know the tournaments. What do I know? I'm going to talk about golf. I'm just saying I heard that Tiger Woods is back competing this very weekend. But in regards to the NBA, there's this rumor, there's a photo going around of Luka Doncic drinking a beer before a game. Fake news, fake photo. Well, it's a real photo, but it wasn't before the game. There was also a rumor that Luka Doncic was sick, and he played like he was sick in game one. So did the entire Phoenix Suns team in game seven versus the Dallas Mavericks. But, you know, listen, they're testing these guys. Al Horford, you know, he played one game. You know, he sat out one game, and then they're testing, and then he was back. I don't know. But just because someone does or does not have COVID doesn't mean they're not susceptible to catching other illnesses. You know, there's other things besides COVID. You could be sick and not have COVID. You could have a regular, good old-fashioned flu and not have COVID. So if he's sick, doesn't mean everything is COVID, COVID, COVID. There's other things that people, you could have a fucking ear infection. You could have anything. But like I said, Boston is a major, they're a major fucking problem. I mean, they swept the Brooklyn Nets. I was at that game four. They fucked the Brooklyn Nets up. You know, and they beat the Milwaukee Bucks. They're not fucking around, that Boston team. And nobody would have thought come mid-May that the Boston Celtics would be the front of the pack to possibly win an NBA championship, the way things were looking at the beginning of the season, even towards All-Star break. But they're doing it. They are fucking doing it. And we are making picks every single night, every single game, baseball, soccer, make a lot of money on that soccer, Major League Baseball, NHL, CaptainPicks.com. Thus far in the NBA playoffs, as of the recording of this Ian Rapoport Stereo podcast, we are 3-0 every night. The captains are having fun making money. You know who ain't good at sports betting? Drake. I mean, when you have so much money and you love sports like Drake, I guess, but Drake, you're not good at, come fuck with us. The captains at CaptainPicks.com. Because you're blowing money left and right. You're blowing money at the Kentucky Derby. You're blowing money. I mean, every now and then he'll show like he hit something. But this guy's a degenerate fucking gambler. And you need some assistance. We're winning. You're losing. Okay? We're winning. You're fucking losing. And this fucking guy has lost a lot of money that we know of. These are only the bets that we know of. I mean, and with this cryptocurrency taking a shit, that cryptocurrency is taking a big, sloppy shit. The stock market is, talk about taking a shit. Listen, if you got a bad stomach, don't follow the stock market. You don't want to know. You do not want to know. But sports betting, in my opinion, I said it once, I said it a million times, if it was between NFTs, cryptocurrency, and sports betting, especially when you have educated decisions. And that's what we have at CaptainPicks.com. But that cryptocurrency, that shit is foreign. Sports betting has been around, whether it was legal or not, for years. And it's legal in New York. Oh, yeah. It's legal in New York. The apps work. And I'm sure the listeners of the Ian Rapoport Stereo podcast, you know the states where you could do it and where you can't do it. But like I said, there is so much to bet on. Fucking tennis, WNBA, soccer, rugby, okay? And then we got the NBA draft happened this week. Orlando are going to get the number one pick. I like that team, the Orlando Magic. I need to get fucking Shaq back on the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. I sat down with Shaq Diesel on episode 200. You ever listen to Shaq Diesel on the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, episode 200? But I need to get him back. And that's a long time ago. We're at episode 922. That's crazy. This is the 922nd episode of the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. podcast. Fuck. That's wild. So much ranting, so much raging. I mean, we have covered so much during this podcast. Wild. Anyway, NBA draft, the Orlando Magic number one, Thunder number two, Rockets number three, Kings number four, Pistons number five, Pacers number six, Blazers number seven, Pelicans number eight, Spurs number nine, and the Washington Wizards, formerly known as the Washington Bullets, are number 10. And of course, left out of the top 10 at 11, of course, we're never with the elite, the fucking New York Knicks. The New York fucking Knicks have the 11th pick of the upcoming NBA draft. And the only team I see in the mix making real jumps next season are the Pelicans, maybe the Spurs, and possibly the Kings. The Thunder are building a nice squad with young talent, but I'm talking about making jumps. Real jumps. I am Rappaport Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know, there's something that I really wanted to talk about the other day, and I don't know why I didn't get to it, but this whole idea of this replacement theory, aka the fucking loser's guide to being a loser, this racist, stupid ideology that we've all heard about. This has been around for a while, but not that long. But people are fucking scared, these dummies. And it was brought back up last weekend in that devastating shooting that took place in Buffalo, where the sick fuck went into a supermarket on a Saturday and kill 10 black people, which, like I said, that was a bad stat for him. He wanted more blood. He wanted more black people killed. He wanted more Jews killed. But this made headlines in 2019 in that shooting in New Zealand, which this is what this fucking loser in Buffalo was inspired by, a shooting at the Christchurch in New Zealand that killed 51 people and injured 40 other people. And apparently this is sort of some sort of sick fuck playbook. But basically, it's like white supremacists who think they're being systematically and intentionally replaced by other ethnicities. Not because their brain is fucking warped and made of cottage cheese, but because of their skin color. Not because they're fucking miserable losers, but simply because of their skin color. And this is a dumb, sick fuck loser mentality. If you're being replaced, okay? If you are being replaced, there's probably a good reason for it in whatever fucking career, relationship, or life event that you are a part of. Maybe it's because you have less teeth, you fuck, than you have brain cells. Maybe you don't play well. Maybe you're not good at your job. Maybe you haven't improved. Maybe you don't actually play well with others. Maybe you think you're living in 1790. It could be hundreds of things. But if, you dumb, sick fuck, if you consider this ideology and this reason to be a real thing, you probably should be replaced at whatever the fuck it is you do. Okay? If you think this is a real thing and you're threatened by this fucking ghost phantom bullshit, I want you replaced. You should be replaced. But these people need to be called exactly what the fuck they are. Terrorists. Whiny baby terrorists who have nothing else and they lash the fuck out. And I don't care if you're into Darwinism or capitalism. I don't care what the fuck you're into. But the strong are meant to survive and the mentally weak, whiny fucking bitch ass motherfuckers, you're the ones making these people look like assholes. These are the same type of motherfuckers who turn to that vapid loser, that dishonest motherfucker, Tucker Carlson, and think that what he's saying applies to you. And if you think that Tucker Carlson gives a flying fuck about you, you dumb fucking weak-minded, insecure-ass bitch. If you think that Tucker Carlson gives a fuck about you, you are dumber than I could ever imagine. Tucker Carlson is a fucking race hustler. He's a pimping race hustler. He's the other side of the race hustling ecosystem. Okay? This is the type of motherfucker who weaponizes race for their own benefit with no care or concern of how it's affecting people or the repercussions of what the fuck he says. Tucker Carlson doesn't give a fuck about anybody but his fucking self. This guy grew up with a silver spoon in his fucking mouth. He's the heir to fucking TV dinners, Swanson TV fucking dinners. This guy didn't have to work a day in his life. He doesn't understand any real life circumstances or real life struggles. Tucker Carlson can give a fuck about anybody but him, fuck himself. And it's these goofy theories like this that the AP found that 1 in 3 adults in the United States, this is what's going on. 1 in 3 adults in the United States believe there is an effort currently underway to replace U.S.-born immigrants for electoral gains. They think they're bringing people in the country for electoral gains. They believe this shit. It's the old, oh, it's not me, it's you. It's not my fault, it's everybody else's fault. This is loser, stupid fucking mentality. United States of America. Land of the free, home of the motherfucking brave. You don't sound fucking brave. You don't sound fucking free talking that goofy shit. And there's plenty of places to go. You want to be surrounded by only white people? You wacko? Go move to Finland or Sweden or some shit. Acting like Americans aren't immigrants too. This whole country was founded on people coming here from Europe. We ain't even that old as a fucking country. We haven't even been around for 250 years. And this is where we're at. It's ridiculous. Replacement theory. Fucking weak ass, insecure ass motherfuckers. Replacement theory and the great resignation where motherfuckers are resigning because they don't want to work anymore. The fuck is going on? Motherfuckers don't want to work. There's more jobs and opportunities than ever. What, you don't want to work? I love working. Some days I don't want to do it. Granted, I don't fucking lay pipe for a living. Huh. You know, I'm not a roofer. I'm not, you know, doing construction on highways for a living. But it's like you can only sit around so much. You're worried about being replaced. You don't want to work, but instead you want to go out and shoot people with fucking AR-15s machine guns on a Saturday in a supermarket. It's some sick people. And yes, that guy is a sick fuck. You know, there's discussions. I'm saying this again. There's discussions. Is the guy racist or is he mentally ill? You could be racist and mentally ill. Obviously, that fucking guy was mentally ill. He's a mentally ill, sick fucking racist because you don't let things like that go into your brain and think that it's okay and think you have a right to go shoot innocent people if you're not fucking sick in the brain. So yeah, you could say, oh yeah, he's a racist fuck, but he's also a sick, sick, mentally fucking sick fuck. There's like discussions about this. Is mental illness an excuse for racism? Come on, man. Shit isn't that basic. If you think that it's okay to shoot people with guns, you're mentally ill under any circumstances, period. Fucking replacement theory. Anyway, what else is going on? Mr. Free Speech. Ah, Spaceman, Rocket Man. My guy Steve, he said, this fucking guy's not going to buy Twitter. Elon Musk, he's talking shit on Twitter. They should kick him off Twitter. That would be the best shit. Just kick him off Twitter. You said you were going to buy it. Now you're not buying it. We're kicking you off. You bullshitter. We're kicking you off just for being a bullshitter. But apparently Duke sexually harassed, apparently, allegedly, sexually harassed a SpaceX flight attendant. Now, I don't know what it was. That SpaceX, what, he went to space? You're on your way to space and you're harassing the flight attendants, allegedly? Apparently, allegedly, Duke exposed himself and propositioned her for sex. And apparently, allegedly, homegirl was like, the fuck out of here, Duke. I'm on my way to space. I'm not fucking with you. You gobbly ghoul, fake ass, Iron Man ass motherfucker. And apparently, allegedly, they gave this woman $250,000 to, you know, not make a big deal of it, not cause an uproar. They call that hush money. But as the story goes, allegedly, he unfolded the loaf. Okay? And allegedly offered to buy her a house. But could you imagine being a billionaire? Can you imagine being Elon Musk and just on reputation alone, you got to expose yourself. You got to unfold the loaf on an airplane going to space to a flight attendant. You know, your fuck game must not be insane if you're that much of a creep. And you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. And you know, when one of these allegations comes, people get emboldened and more of them come. More of them come out of the woodworks. I'm just reporting the news. But that's the story, and I'm sticking to what I've heard, what I've read. And I also fact-checked that alleged story. But apparently it happened during an alleged massage. These fucks and their massages. Just get the massage. You know, I love getting massaged. I'll let anybody massage me. I've never, not one time while I was getting a legitimate massage, unfolded the loaf. Not once. Your shoulders hurt, your back hurts. Get your fucking shoulders and your back fixed, you creep cocksucker, you.
I am Rappaport Podcast.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby. Needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
My girl Riri, Rihanna, it happened. Rihanna had her baby, her and ASAP Rocky, they had their baby. Apparently it was a baby boy, and they had the baby last week in secrecy. I mean, this is when you're super duper 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 rich and famous and privileged, and you got fucking, I mean, this is the top of the fucking line, Rihanna. Because no one was there, no one knew they had the baby. They reported that they had the baby 5 days after the fact, and they've been tracking them, tracing them, following them. And as much as it hurts me that she had a baby with another man, I'm happy for Rihanna. I'm happy for ASAP Rocky. Hopefully this fucking guy doesn't have any problems. Because he's been in the news. He's got this case and that case and gun charges. But congratulations, Riri, a.k.a. Batagirl. What else is going on? Antonio Brown is on. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Antonio Brown has a new hip-hop album that's coming out soon called Paradigm, which we're going to do a full listen and a full fucking review, Antonio Brown, okay? and he's going back to Pittsburgh to perform June 3rd. Who, with all the things, all the opportunities, all the things there is to do with the phone, with the TikTok, with the Hulu, with the Amazon, with the HBO, with the Netflix, with the NBA games, with the Major League Baseball games, with the NHL, just, you know, good old-fashioned choking your chicken, laying up with your chick or your guy, whatever you're into, respectfully. With all the movies, sleep. I mean, just there's so many things to do. Is there really a crowd? Is there really a fan base that would go out to go see Antonio Brown perform musically? It's not like he's going to be out there catching fucking passes and shit. He's going to be out there rapping. With all the things there are to do in the world, and there's so many things. I mean, there's Netflix and chill. You could rewatch The Sopranos. There's tons of things. Are there actual people that are going to actually go see Antonio Brown perform in Pittsburgh? I'll be shocked if anybody goes to see that shit. But listen, you never know. It just seems like a wild choice on how to spend an evening. It just seems like there's so many other things that I would love to do or just not do than go see Antonio Brown. Like I said, he's not out there fucking kicking field goals or throwing a football or doing amazing catches. He's going to be rapping. Holy shit. Anyway, done. Came, saw, conquered. Came, saw, disrupted. I am Rapport Stereo Podcast. You know, someone said to me the other day, say, Mike Rapp, sometimes the podcasts are short. Sometimes you do an hour. Sometimes you do 45 minutes. Sometimes you do a little bit over 30 minutes. And I go, listen, I give blood, sweat, and tears. Blood, sweat, and fucking tears. I don't care if it's 60-second podcast. There's blood on this microphone right now. Because I give it my fucking all. All right, I don't want to bore you. I'm not here to fucking waste your time. I'm here to talk shit. I'm here to disrupt. I'm here to give you the information, the non-fact-checking I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, and let you go about your business. The fact that you even listen is so humbling, and I appreciate it so much. But just know, my intention is to never fuck the fans. Fans want to fuck each other. That's between you. It's an old saying of the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. I am never here to fuck the fans. Fans want to fuck each other. That's between you. Hopefully you're all consenting adults and you figure that out on your own. I don't want nothing to do with it. Anyway, came, saw, disrupted. I am Rapport Stereo Podcast. I'm out. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. The Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. The Dust Brothers. Take me at it with something real nice, yes. Take me at it with something real proper, okay. But most importantly, take me at it with something real loud and real funky. I am Rapport Stereo Podcast. I'm done. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.